Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Dwarkesh Sugar Industries Q2 FY24 result conference call hosted by Dolat Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this call is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Tejas Sonawane. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Arshia. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Dolat Capital, I would like to thank the management of Dwarkesh Sugar Industries Limited for giving us the opportunity to host their Q2 FY24 earnings conference call. From the management team, we have with us today Mr. Vijay Banka, Managing Director, Mr. B.J. Maheshwari, Managing Director and Company Secretary cum Chief Compliance Officer, and Ms. Priyanka Murarka, President, Corporate Affairs. Without further ado, I would like to hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks, post which we'll open the forum for a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Very good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to you all to the earnings conference call of the second quarter results of our company, second quarter and half-year of FY24 results. The results are already there in the public domain. As you can see, in this particular quarter, we have had a total income of about 449 crores. Income is down as compared to the corresponding quarter last year. And I'll quickly take you through with the highlights of our operations, highlight of our financial results. So PBT was about 15 crores, and PAT was about PBT was 15 crores vis-à-vis 11 crores last year, same quarter, and PAT is about 10.26 crores vis-à-vis 7.84 crores last year. If you take the half-year into account, then our PBT is 74 crores vis-à-vis 67.89 crores, and PAT is 50.88 crores as compared to 47.54 crores corresponding half-year last year. So there has been some improvement in the financial results of this particular quarter as compared to the last year, same quarter. Now, see, ISMA has come out with the production numbers. This number, of course, is the data which they had published about a month or two months, a month and a half ago. So ISMA has estimated a production of 31.7 million tons. This is as against 32.8 million tons of sugar production during season 21. I'm sorry, it is 22-23. So this estimated production factors for 5 million tons of sugar sacrifice in favor of ethanol. So which means at gross level, we expect India to produce 36.7 million tons of sugar. But these are early numbers. Things can undergo big changes. Weather has played truant, and we have seen delayed arrival of monsoon across the country, and then there were heavy rains in the months subsequently. But heavy rains in the subsequent months doesn't much impact the growth of the crop because the crop needs rains, particularly in the month of July or so. So anyways, some trade houses, in fact, are estimating that the production number could be as low as 29 million tons, which is why, as you are aware, the Government of India has banned the sugar export for the time being because they apprehend that the prices could go upwards if export is allowed. Currently, the sugar prices are hovering between 3,800 and 3,900 rupees a quintal. This has been after a very long and sustained period of flattish sugar prices, which was throughout FY22-23. We've seen a resurgence in the prices from April onwards. Gradually, the prices have gotten better, and now they are hovering between 3,800 and 3,900. In fact, lately, it has touched 44,000 rupees a quintal also. So here are some of the numbers. EBITDA was for the quarter 31.9 crores, and for half-year, it's been 109 crores. The results are marginally better as compared to the corresponding quarter and half year numbers of last year. There are various factors which need explanation and which I will explain as we go along. So during the second quarter of this fiscal, we, as you have seen, there has been a significant reduction in the total income, which is because of lesser quantity of sugar sold. Sugar is sold based on the releases ordered by the government, so we received lesser releases. So in this particular quarter, we sold 7.19 lakh quintals of sugar vis-a-vis 7.49 lakh quintals of sugar in the corresponding quarter last year. So you can see there has been a reduction of about 4.3 lakh quintals of sales during this quarter. Prices have been better, nearly 200 rupees more than what we realized in the corresponding quarter last year. During the half year, we sold 16.89 lakh quintals with 26.78 lakh quintals, which included export sugar export of about 5 lakh quintals. So half year also, we see in terms of number per quantity of sugar sold, the quantity has been lesser. A couple of reasons for lesser sale of sugar. Number one, the releases have been less, and plus, you know, we have diverted more of sugar cane for, you know, we, our focus has been to produce more and more, as much more ethanol as is possible. So, again, the price realization is almost about 200 rupees better in the half year as well. Sugar stock as on the 30th September was 2.68 lakh quintals vis-a-vis 1.18 uh, 81 lakh quintals. So the sugar stock is slightly higher, which also is mainly because of lesser releases that we have had. Stock at the end of, stock at, as on 30th September 2023 is valued at 3,534 rupees a quintal. So we had some good sales of industrial ethanol during this quarter. We sold about 2 crore 87 lakh liters of ethanol. We wanted to touch the coveted mark of 3 crore liters, but we fell a little short. And during the half year, we have sold about 5.90 crore liters of ethanol. So the 5.90 crores is vis-a-vis 3.79 crores that we sold in the corresponding half year last year. So we have the template that we have followed is we use sugarcane juice directly for making ethanol during the season. And during the off-season, whatever sugar, maybe molasses that we have generated is used for making ethanol. We have our loan profile is lean and trim, as you can see. We have long-term loans of about 258 crores. You know, all the loans are subsidized loans. All the repayments are happening on time. In fact, we have cash and cash equivalent of more than this amount on the said date. One very important development that happened in this quarter, which unfortunately has gone against our industry in UP, is that the industry was burdened with significant increase in the molasses levy obligation. The government on the 28th of April came out with a policy where they equated the heavy molasses with the heavy molasses, disregarding the difference in their potential output. You know, if we use the heavy molasses, we get more than 30 liters of ethanol, and if we use the heavy molasses, we get nearly 22 liters of ethanol. So they disregarded that all, and this change in the policy has been in complete deviation from the policy that they had followed hitherto. So those of us who manufactured the heavy molasses were badly impacted. This resulted in an increase in expenditure of nearly 20 crores. We had to give additional B heavy molasses to the extent of 2 lakh quintals. We had to earmark it, not necessarily give it. So we had to earmark about 2 lakh quintals of additional BLV molasses for levy country liquor purposes. So this has had a big setback, and plus it has deprived us of the opportunity of using that molasses and converting it into ethanol and earning profits out of it. So that has been one big setback in this particular quarter. This is a setback which is there for all the sugar companies, and we have accounted for this setback. And Well, we are prepared to start our next crushing season. Dwarikeshnagar and Dwarikeshpuram units will commence their crushing on the 31st of this month, and our Bareilly unit will commence crushing on the 5th of November. We have had very unprecedented and very heavy rainfall in the month of August and September, which really doesn't augur well for sugarcane crop. So we have seen incidents of red rot in the Bijnor district where two of our units are located. So initially our cane team was very apprehensive. They thought there could be a big reduction in the crushing number. But as we go along, we have seen some improvement. The subsequent good weather has been very conducive for the growth of sugarcane. Yet, we don't know how much we are going to crush. Last season, we crushed about 4 crore quintals of sugarcane. So we will have to wait and see how much we are going to crush. If the crushing numbers are less, the impact is going to be there in the next financial year because last part of the crushing happens in the subsequent financial year. So we will be following the same template. We will be using sugarcane juice for making ethanol in both our distilleries during the season, and we'll store DAB molasses in the whatever we'll generate across our three units, and we'll use it for making ethanol in the off season. So our rating continues to be AA-. Maybe in a couple of months we'll pitch for improvement in our rating. Our rating for the commercial program is A1+, which is the highest rating accorded by any rating agency. Thank you very much. We will discuss a lot more as you ask me questions. I look forward to hearing from you. Please go ahead and ask your questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mr. Dhavneet Savla from Savla Family Office. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. First of all the best for the coming crushing season, and hope we are all doing well. I had a two-part question. The first
just
is
a minute,
on...
Just a minute. Can you bear with me for a minute? One second.
Yeah.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
So
yeah.
I had a two-part question. My first question was with regards to the cogeneration front. I wanted to know whether there were any significant developments on the front. And I heard that recently we had some dispute with the UP government. What is the current status on that? Secondly, my question was with regards to whether we can use the cane juice for production of ethanol, since this impact has come on the BIV and the CIV molasses being used to generate ethanol, and whether it was a more viable option or not.
Thank you very much. Regarding your first question on the cogeneration, there has been no development so far. Tariff was revised sometime in 2018-19. And it was slashed by nearly 40%. So thereafter, there has been marginal increase year after year. So presently, what was then 2 rupees 95 paisa per unit is perhaps now 3 rupees 25 paisa per unit now. So there has been no development in so far as the cogeneration. The matter is sub judice. But we don't immediately expect any positive output out of that litigation. So we are not very enthusiastic about generating more power and all. Our focus is to save on the steam, save bagasse and bagasse, whatever bagasse we save, we use it for our distillery operations, and secondly, we whatever spare bagasse we have, we sell the spare bagasse. And if you can see from our results, we have sold more bagasse during this half year period. So that's number one. And number two, yes, we will be using sugarcane juice for making ethanol during the season, and whatever we will generate BAV molasses across all our units, which will be stored and kept and used in the off season for generating BAV molasses. Now, to answer your question about the viability, yes, sugar prices have recently risen very high. So if you compare the recent high prices of sugar, yes, perhaps it would make more sense to make sugar rather than use juice for making sugar. But there is absolutely no assurance as to how long the prevailing prices will remain. So, and we will have to take a very holistic view. We will have to take a picture into consideration that we need to make this ethanol blending program a great success. We will have to participate in it in a big way, because sugar production and remains high or low. I mean, the price rise that we are presently seeing could be sporadic, could be there for a month or for maybe few months. Like I said, we must take a holistic view of the entire situation, and we must do our bit to ensure that the ethanol blending program is a great success.
Sir, just a follow-up to this, is there any particular quota which we must fulfill under the ethanol blending program, or no such limits on that?
No, there is no. You can bid whatever quantity that you want. Presently, the government has, the oil marketing companies have come out with a tender for about 800 odd crore liters of ethanol. So you can bid for as much quantity as is required. So obviously any company would like to make the best use of the ethanol infrastructure that they have set up.
Okay, thank you very much. I'll join back in the queue for follow-up questions.
Sure.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. The next question is from the line of Mr. Rajiv from Radical Advisors India Private Limited. Please go ahead, sir. Hello.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hello.
I can't hear him.
Hello, Mr. Rajiv. Are you on the line? There's no response from the participant. We'll move on to the other participant in the question queue. The next question is from the line of Mr. Sanjay Manyal from DAM Capital Advisors Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi, sir. Just
good afternoon, sir. Yeah, please, sir.
So just want to understand the next year levy obligation, how the things would be, because you have been producing ethanol through B-heavy process. Now, will there be any change in that? Because next year, if you will supply from BV again, you have to sort of count for the higher allocation.
Basis the dialogue that we have had with the government, our next year will be rational, and BAV obligation will be commensurately lesser as compared to C-heavy obligation. So, for example, if C-heavy obligation is 20%, B-heavy obligation will be 73% of that, 14.6%. So, which is kind of commensurate with their respective ethanol output. So, on basis of our dialogue with the government on this particular subject, this is what we understand. And in a couple of days from now, the molasses policy will be out in the public domain. So we do expect that justice will be done in the coming season, molasses season.
Okay. And other than this C-heavy, B-heavy change, was there any increase in the levy quota obligation on a normalized basis?
I don't expect there will be any increase in the levy ever. This year, whatever obligation that has been cast upon us, ethanol molasses year will end on the 30th or 31st of October, right? So on that particular day, they would not, you know, the requirement will not be as much as has been set aside by us. So there is going to be carry forward of that obligation in the coming year. So that much more molasses is going to be available to the government for the next year, number one. Number two, this year in the molasses policy, they are trying to cover the Khandasari units also. So they are also very large producers of ethanol. So those Khandasari units which are having capacity of 1000 TCD and more will also be under the molasses obligation. So I don't expect, so there will be two things. Number one, carried forward, benefit of carried forward stock, and number two, the coverage of molasses policy to the Khandasari unit. So I don't expect the molasses obligation to be more than 20%. This is after considering the fact that during the election year, maybe the country liquor requirement will be more.
Okay. And so just last one, means on the, you know, the what would be the parity between the juice and, you know, the juice and the B-heavy process, means at what sugar prices, at what level of sugar prices it would be more profitable to sort of do B-heavy? I know you mentioned that you will be continuing with the juice part because you need to see the policy.
B-heavy is definitely more profitable. There is no question about it. And so far as juice is concerned, there are two important developments which are awaited. Number one, the increase in the SAP, and number two, the increase in the ethanol price also. So if there is going to be increase in the ethanol price, we hope the price increase in ethanol to be made from juice is going to be, it will be an alluring price so that more and more sugar companies are able to sacrifice, you know, convert juice and make ethanol out of it. So that is the expectation, and we do expect, like I said, you know, if you take today's sugar price into consideration, maybe one could be tempted to make sugar and not ethanol, but that according to me will not be a pragmatic.
Right. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Before we take the next question, we would like to remind the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Mr. Marcel, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, actually, you have explained this new regulation of UP government regarding this molasses levy, whatever. But actually, yeah, this voice was not clear and it was very fast also. It's a very new thing for us, and it's a significant amount, 20 crore rupees a hit. So can you please explain in detail that how does it work? What is the model?
Sure, sir.
Or we have to give it to government? How does it work, please? Kind of.
Sure, sir. I'll explain to you. You see, it's like this. There is, in the state of UP, the country liquor forms, you know, the molasses is actually, you know, totally gone by the state government. You know, whatever molasses we produce and, you know. So the government states that 20% of the molasses, I mean, the formula and so much of molasses is required to be given to country liquor purpose, for country liquor purposes. Now, this molasses is given at a price which is ridiculously low. This molasses is given at a price, for example, BAV molasses is given at a price of 210 rupees a quintal, and CAV molasses is given at a price of around 150 rupees a quintal. Now, 150 rupees is the price at which we are compelled to give, and 210 rupees similarly is a price at which we are compelled to give molasses for country liquor purposes, whereas the market price of CAV molasses is in itself nearly 800 rupees a quintal. Now, B-heavy molasses, we in our books had based on the, you know, sugar content, etc., we had valued it at 1195 rupees a quintal. Now, what was valued at 1195 rupees a quintal has now been, that particular thing has been sold at 210 rupees a quintal, 210 or 220, whatever it is. So it has been sold at that price. So there has been a nearly 1000 rupees reduction in the valuation of the molasses that we had kept. So BAV molasses. So that is the loss that amounts to about 19.92 crores, which is what I have stated. And another offshoot of this particular thing is that, you know, that B-heavy molasses, had I not given it for country liquor purposes, I would have made use of that and generated, produced ethanol out of it. So there is a loss of profit there. That's a indirect loss, but the direct loss is 19.90 crores. I hope I'm clear.
No. Like, yeah, it's very much clear. So previously, what was the selling? How much we have to sell? 20% or it was 15, 10? What was the previous percent?
No. It was 20%. So you see, when you use C-heavy molasses, the output of ethanol is lower. Country liquor also is lower. Ethanol is also lower. Okay. Any industrial alcohol, the output is nearly 22 liters per quintal of molasses, C-heavy molasses. Similarly, if you use B-heavy molasses, per quintal of B-heavy molasses, you get more than 30 liters of ethanol. Okay, so the earlier policy was such that if your requirement for C-heavy molasses was 20%, your B-heavy levy obligation was 73% of 20%, which is 14.6%.
Okay.
Now, this particular policy, they equated both, disregarding their potential ethanol output. So this is a big injustice which has been meted out to us, and we expect, based on whatever dialogue we have had with the government, that this will stand corrected in the coming molasses year.
But like, just I want to mention a couple of things. I know that you are a veteran in the industry, but currently, since we have the double engine sarkar, the central government is completely pushing for the ethanol. So why this dilemma,
yeah,
and why this is
some
number one? So maybe like you would like to take up the central government also to ask more whatever, sir?
No. It's a good question. Number one, you see, the country liquor contributes to I don't know the exact number, but maybe 50,000-60,000 crores by way of state exchequer, you know. So the state government generates that kind of revenue when the country liquor gets sold. So state government is always, wants this to happen, that there has to be maximum sale of country liquor. The amendment which they brought in April 28, initially there was a lot of confusion. And by the time we brought it to the notice of the central government and the central government took it up on our behalf, it was rather late. So, and in fact, we went legal also. We filed a writ, aggrieved by this particular thing. We filed a writ also. But as you know, in the court, the process takes long. So, this is presently where it stands is that, we have been assured that at least next year the policy will be reasonable.
So next year means like next season year, means coming this year, 2024 SS, right?
Sorry?
Next year means next sugar year.
No, right. This molasses year starts from 1st of November, 1st of November to 30th of, 1st of November to 30th of October, 31st of October.
First November to 30th October, so it means from coming November, they are expecting
23 to 24.
So it will
be applicable for the season, applicable for the sugar season 23-24.
Okay, so no, applicable means if the reverse will be applicable, right?
Sorry?
They have assured to take this out, or this anomaly will be just...
No. Whatever has happened in 22-23 is over and done. Nothing is going to be, we will have to take the hit. 23-24 is what? 23-24 is what, where we expect, the rationality to prevail.
Rationality to take this. Okay, sir. Okay, very good, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
I'll come back.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Rajesh Majumdar from B&K Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir.
Very good afternoon, sir. How are you?
All good, sir.
Tell me, sir.
Two questions. One is that for sugar year 2023-24, your commentary seems to be a bit muted. Unlike some of the other players in UP, you are talking about a slightly better crop and even improving recoveries. So where is the disconnect? I'm not able to understand. Is there a particular provision or what is it?
No, it's like this. You see, red rot was attacked. We found the menace in first in Eastern UP, then it spread to the Central UP, and now for the first time it spread to the Western UP. Okay, so rest some people in Eastern UP and Central UP, they have already taken corrective measures. This came as a rather big surprise for us in the Western UP because of excessive rainfall. Had the rainfall not been there wouldn't have been this red rot problem, because this red rot pest is a waterborne disease. So if a particular field is impacted by red rot and water flows from that field to another field, it spreads to another field also. So the bad weather for the first time, red rot was seen and visible in big way in Western UP. But as we go along, if the weather improves, we will have to wait and see. Maybe things could improve, but improve certainly. But as of now, we are a little cautious in our number. We are a little conservative in our estimate for numbers for the next season.
So the entire Western UP is impacted by red rot currently. Is that what you're saying?
More so the Bijnor district. More so the Bijnor district. And other districts as well.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And how much of our current crop is CO-238?
See, West UP, it's entirely 238. We've done a big transformation in the Bareilly unit where I'm talking about the supply. Supply would be nearly 30% of other varieties, and so 65 to 70 will still continue to be 238. But we've taken a lot of care to ensure that ratoon management is better, and we've educated the farmers, and the farmers there themselves are very keen to replace the variety. So what is going to be 30 to 35% of other variety this year will be next season nearly 70%. And here, every sugar mill has just woken up because of the very sudden impact. So the effort would be, number one, to control the menace of red rot, to manage it somehow, and secondly, to bring about varietal change also. So we will have to fast track the varietal change because that's the only viable option.
Correct, sir. And sir, my last question is, what are we going to do with our cash flows from next year? Because we don't have any kind of formal policy in terms of dividends or buybacks. So is there any?
No, we have a dividend policy, sir. We have a dividend in declaring 200% dividend. So we will actually, we were planning an expansion in our DN and DP unit, but since we see the cane cash crop suffering there, so we're going to be waiting. We'll wait and watch the situation. And secondly, there is another unit which has come up in that district, which is owned by the Bindal Agro Group. So there's going to be some amount of cane diversion by all those workers in that district. So we will wait and see, and we will take appropriate call at that time.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Ambar Taneja from Geometrics. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. Good afternoon.
I must tell you, good evening, I guess, right?
6 o'clock, not a problem. Is that how could this policy, which came in April, you're saying that this year they are being more rational, etc. But, surely they knew that the impact would be huge. And like you said, that if their primary concern is with excise collection from country liquor, then the consumption in this year, this sugar year, even elections, etc., is going to be huge. So, there is really no certainty out there that this doesn't get repeated. And in fact, it could be worse. And, bring a little historical perspective here. I'm noticing last 3 years, every year there is some unexpected surprise. Last year it was a wage thing.
Wage revision, yes.
Then there was some money that they wanted to move the molasses from one division to the other. So, looking at it a little holistically, sir, the multiple is going to stay very, very bad. So I'm wondering what as an industry you guys are doing about it, because from an outsider perspective, it seems to me that they just do whatever they feel like and they see you as a cash cow. So really, how much planning is possible? The only thing I guess you can do is to increase your efficiency.
Absolutely. So you are right, sir. Actually, the coming year is an election year. So, which is why there can be heavy demand on the heavy demand for country liquor and therefore the country liquor molasses as well. But like I said, there are going to be two positives. There will be two balancing factor positives exactly. One is the carry forward molasses obligation of this particular year. And secondly, the Khandasari units will be brought in this brought into the realm of country liquor molasses. So, yes, we cannot deny the fact that we are a regulated industry. Something or the other keeps happening. So, our focus has to be on improvement of efficiency, enhancing our crushing. So, these are the things so that, you know, these irritants, you know, do not make much difference to our fortunes.
Okay. That's it for me, sir. That's it for me.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Mr. Nikhil Gada from Abacus Asset Manager, LLP. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm good, sir. Thank you. Sir, my first question is just on this calculation of 19.99 crores. Is it that basically they have equated, you know, that example, I'm assuming 20% C heavy, they've equated the same 20% for B heavy as well?
Correct.
So, based on that assumption and the pricing you gave, sir, I'm getting somewhere around 11, 12 crores impact. So,
No. So, the additional obligation that was cast on us was about 2 lakh quintals, approximately. Okay. Okay, now we had on the 30th of June valued our BAV molasses at 1195 rupees a quintal based on the sugar content in that BAV molasses.
Correct.
Okay, so 1195 quintal. Now, out of 2 lakh quintals, lakh and 25 to lakh and 30,000 quintals we have already given by way of country liquor obligation at 210 rupees or so per quintal. So there is a difference of nearly 1,000 rupees. Then the rest of it, 75,000 quintals, which perhaps 70 to 75,000 quintals, which is perhaps going to be carried forward for the next molasses season, is valued at 210 rupees or whatever is price. At that price we have valued it. So there's nearly 1,000 rupees difference, and the quantity involved is 2 lakh quintals. So which is how you get that 19.92 crore rupees.
So basically, if I understand this correctly, so the impact is this additional 2 lakh quintals on which
Correct.
Because that number for me was coming...
It's 2 lakh quintals. It's two additional obligation is 2 lakh quintals.
Okay. And this you are saying that from the coming season, that is from 1st of November, it will once again be rationalized. So, we will not see this impact.
It will be rationalized prospectively. What has happened in 22-23 has happened.
No, I get that. But from year onwards, we will not see this impact if they rationalize.
So, that's an assurance we have got from the state government, because, you know, in this, all the central government was also involved, because, let's look at it like this. From 2 lakh quintals, we could have generated about 60 to 65 lakh liters of ethanol. So there has been a setback in the ethanol blending program. So from the state of UP alone, you know, I think several crore liters of ethanol which could have otherwise been supplied has not gotten supplied. So obviously central government is also worried. So it's a balance between the ethanol blending, success of ethanol blending program on the one hand, and the collection of state exchequer on the other hand, for the state government. So since there was paucity of the time, there was nothing much that could have been done. We tried the legal remedy also, but nothing came out of it, because the process takes time. You know, eventually the case has all the merits, but you know, by the time you know the season is over, the molasses season is over. So I think the best that we have got is an assurance that in future the policy is going to be rational.
Got it, sir. So my next question is, I did not get the varietal mix change. So I'm assuming for this coming season, you are saying 30 to 35% of the overall...
In one of the units. No, in one of the units. One of the
unit, right?
Bareilly unit, yes.
So that will be 30 to 35%, which we are expecting to go to 70% in the...
70% next year, yes.
Whereas if
so
Western UP...
Unit, Western UP, you know, the impact has been, this is the first year where the red rot has kind of impacted the crop in a big way. So here it's going to take about 3 years, but we do hope as the weather has improved, the crushing numbers. We get our lab results on a daily basis, so we really don't see much of a difference insofar as the recoveries are concerned between last year and this year. But yes, I went around the units. I saw for myself the red rot problem was there. But within a month or so, our cane team says that the supply is going to be better than what we had assured you last time.
Understood.
Yeah.
So that was basically my last question. If you can help us from a fiscal year 24 perspective. What would be our crushing? I think we did 38,21,000 odd in 23.
So 24 crushing numbers will not be, fiscal numbers will not be different. They could in fact be better only because, it's 24, 25 numbers which I am worried about, the crushing numbers. Fiscally.
Yeah, but then I'm assuming that a major part of the crushing will happen in the fiscal year.
Yeah, but there will be how much we crushed about 98 lakh quintals in this fiscal 23-24. Yeah, 23-24, which pertained to the season 22-23.
Understood.
Yeah. So as far as the fiscal is concerned, our crushing numbers could be better than what they were for the last year. But for the season, yes, on the lower side. So the cause of worry is 24-25, not 23-24.
Okay, we can see a degrowth, basically, you are saying.
We will have to wait and see. If the numbers improve, there may not be any problem. But yes, if as of now, the numbers look little bleak.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much. I'll come back.
Thank you, sir.
Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone phone. The next question is from the line of Mr. Shikhar Singh, an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. Very good afternoon, sir.
With respect to the upcoming sugar season, I would like you to shed some light on the expected transfer pricing, expected cost of production. What is the expected syrup diversion?
The syrup diversion, whatever we, during the entire duration of our season, from our DN and DD unit where the distilleries are set up, we will be using sugarcane juice for making ethanol. I think last year from these three units, we diverted about 76.29 lakh quintals of sugarcane for making ethanol. So, our crushing capacity in our DN unit has gotten a little better. So, 76 could become a little better in the coming season, the diversion. And the rest of it, we will generate BAB molasses, whatever be the quantity and, after providing for whatever is the control liquor obligation will be available to us for making ethanol during the off-season.
Sure. Okay, sir. And what is the expected transfer pricing?
Transfer price will depend, sir, on what, because the SAP is not yet announced. We expect announcement of SAP quickly. This being an election year, there might be an increase in the SAP, but we do hope and we've seen the pragmatism of the state government. So there may not be any, whatever increase is there, if at all, is going to be reasonable. So whatever is the price that will come out, depending on that, our transfer pricing will get fixed.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
From my side.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Mr. Udit Gupta, an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. Good afternoon. How are you, sir?
I'm good, sir. Sir, when do you plan to start our crushing, sir?
I mentioned it. Our units in Bijnor district will start crushing on the 31st of this month. And the Bareilly unit will start on the 5th of coming month.
Okay. And so this, the cane crush, like you said, because of red rot and this new plant coming up, it could be slightly lower.
Yeah.
And so what about the recovery? So is that expected to be impacted as well?
See, it does impact, red rot impact, you know, does impact. You see, primarily, when red rot attacks the field, the crop of that field actually dries up completely. Okay. So if it dries up completely, obviously the farmers are going to uproot it and, throw it away or use it for any other purposes. But sometimes what happens is, it gets mixed with the normal sugar cane that comes to us. If that happens, there could be a bit of a dent in our recovery. But we have our lab results, as I was mentioning, indicate the same kind of recovery which we had seen the last season. So the recoveries may not be much impacted. We will have to wait and see. We will have to be very vigilant. Our cane team has to be very vigilant so that, we don't get any red rot mixed cane, because red rot mixed cane will obviously have some weight but have no sugar in it. So we will have to be very vigilant, and if we are vigilant, we will, insofar as the recovery is concerned, the recovery may not be impacted.
And so, you were talking about the possible expansion opportunity maybe next year. So what are the lines that we can look at, sir, in the future?
We were encouraged by the crushing numbers that we achieved in the last season. So the last season we saw our units in Bijnor district running up to the 12th of June 2023. So which was we had a very, very prolonged season. So what happens is towards the end of the season, because of the we crushing sugarcane in a very hot month, the recovery suffers a blow. So, which is why we were planning expansion of at least our Dwarikesh Nagar units unit, which has been which is like 25, 26 years old unit for us, and that's our first unit. So, but since we see possibility of lower sugar cane arrival, number one because of the rainfall and the red rot, and number two also because of the Changitur unit, which is the Bindal Agro unit, which has come up, and they're also commencing crushing operations simultaneously. So we'll have to wait and see for a season or so before we embark upon steps to enhance our capacities. But it will happen in a couple of years for sure.
And so you just said that they are expected to start crushing along with you. Almost the same.
Yeah. All Bijnor units will start crushing simultaneously. So it's a basically unwritten rule. If I start, everybody else start. If everybody else starts, I also start.
And sir, any other concerns apart from this red rot and things?
No, as such, there is no concern. One SS policy is one thing which we are waiting and watching. So there are three things which are, we expect the regulators to inform us. Number one is the ethanol pricing for the ethanol season 23-24, sugarcane pricing for the SAP for the season 23-24, and then the molasses policy for molasses year 23-24. So these are three very crucial and important, announcements which are awaited. They could happen anytime now, maybe a week within a week from now.
And so the molasses policy and the ethanol year are the same?
More or less, yes. See, molasses policy, they say it's from 1st of November to 31st of October, but it really coincides with the sugar season.
Right. And so the sugar prices in Uttar Pradesh, so our mill, How are they holding up, and like, so what is the trend looking like?
The prices seem to be pretty good at this moment, but we can see some sobering effect on the prices once there is arrival of new sugar from the new season. Presently, the prices are very good. Few transactions have happened at more than 3,900 rupees a quintal, but I wouldn't say the average realization is 3,900. Yes, what realization we had in September, it's better in October, and government has released some advance quota for the month of November. So whatever little sugar we have sold for the month of November, the realization is better than what we got for October.
And sir, in case the equity increase, do we expect a further, I'll get that in the queue.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Sure. Yeah.
The next question is from the line of Ms. Riya Mehta from Equitas Investments Consultancy Private Limited. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Yep.
My first question is in terms of we've been reading recent news that Karnataka and Maharashtra are, because of the rainfall, next season probably they are expecting around 20-30% lower production. So if in the state of UP, you're saying that because of the rainfall, is it fair that even UP would see a lower crushing?
No, ma'am. UP last year we produced about 10.6 million tons, and this year we are going to expected to produce about 10.9 million tons. You see, the central and eastern UP has not had much of impact of rainfall. It's only the western UP where the rainfall was unseasonal and unprecedented and heavy. So UP is going to see better sugar production number, but Maharashtra and Karnataka, of course, the production numbers are going to be lower. ISMA last estimated the number to be at 7 million tons, but some experts are talking about 29 million tons. So we will have to wait and see. And again, 24-25 season is also going to be a little tight season, both internationally as well as domestically. So UP is, if you see, you know, is kind of insulated from all the weather conditions, because UP, most of the cane fields are irrigated and not rain dependent.
Right. My second question is, what would be the market price which you would be equivalent to either sell sugar or produce ethanol?
So, ma'am, it will depend. We will have to rework our numbers the ethanol prices are all expected to be announced, and we do expect some
on the basis of the current prices of both molasses.
Yeah, I mean, 3,700. We are very happy if the sugar prices. We would be too happy to make ethanol directly from juice if the price is around 3,700. But like I said, you know, we cannot be governed by some, the prices prevailing in one particular month. You know, the prices are always, we have to see, you know, what is a sustainable price over a period and then take a call. And in any case, we are all duty bound to make the ethanol blending program a good success.
But anything beyond 37, making sugar would be more.
Which is for the past, for the based on the last season's numbers.
Understood.
Okay, and the numbers will undergo a change once the SAP for new year is announced, and once the molasses ethanol prices are announced for the new season.
Right, I understand. And my last question is in regards with the new molasses policy. Just to get an understanding, the B-heavy molasses earlier used to be around 73% of the C-heavy obligation.
Correct.
Now they have made it equal, right?
You're correct. For season 22-23.
For season 22-23 in a retrospective manner.
Yeah.
Got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
In the interest of time, that would be the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Vijay Banka for closing comments. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much, everyone. It was a very thought-provoking session that I have had with you all. It was interesting to chat with you, clear your doubts, and share our perspective of how the coming season is going to be, what are the challenges before us, and how we propose to overcome them. I must express my gratitude for the confidence and the trust that you have reposed in our company. We continue in our quest to improve our efficiencies, clock better recoveries, have the best standards of follow the loftiest standards of efficiency in our distillery operations. So all that we propose to do. Thank you very much. I would request my colleague, Mr. Maheshwari, to say a few words.
Yeah, I thank each and every one of you for active participation in this earning call. I look forward to seeing you again, to hearing you again in the next one. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Yep.
On behalf of Dolat Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.